Hawker Beechcraft's exclusivity deal is approved. United Continental pilots approve a strike vote, and a kit plane for jet jockey wannabes will be flying at Oshkosh. This is Aero News for Thursday, July 19, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. Hawker Beechcraft says that the United States Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York has approved the company's motion to enter into exclusive negotiations with Superior Aviation Beijing Company Limited. Just yesterday, we told you that the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers had challenged that deal's exclusivity clause, saying it was premature, that the proposed sale should be fully reviewed by all interested parties, and the union asserting that the sale could facilitate the transfer of valuable commercial and military-related technology to China, leading to the loss of high-skilled, high-paying aerospace jobs while compromising U.S. national security interests. Well, the court approved the motion nonetheless, and approval of this motion confirms Hawker Beechcraft can now spend up to 45 days exclusively negotiating with Superior regarding a strategic combination that HBC says will preserve jobs and product lines. Pilots at United Airlines and Continental Airlines have overwhelmingly authorized a legal withdrawal of service, in other words, a strike, pursuant to the Railway Labor Act. Almost 94% of the pilots voted, and of those, a solid 99% agreed with the strike vote. The two airlines merged in 2010, but the pilots remain under separate contracts, and the union officials say this vote signifies their growing frustration after 2 years of unsuccessful negotiations. Reuters notes that even with the vote, a strike is still no certainty. Federal law allows the White House to step in and stop any airline strike in the interest of the nation. United spokeswoman Megan McCarthy told the Denver Post, quote, "This is not uncommon at this point in negotiations, and it was expected," end quote. Jet jockey wannabes in the crowd will welcome this news. The JSX-1, the proof-of-concept prototype of the Subsonics Very Very Light Jet, will be flying a 5-minute demonstration in 3 of AirVenture's pre-airshow showcases, appearing Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday of next week. Famed airshow pilot Bob Carlton will pilot the JSX-1. The Subsonics is a jet aircraft kit concept designed for those who want to cross off jet jockey from their bucket list. You can see the JSX-1 up close at the Sonics aircraft booth display at AirVenture. That's in the North Aircraft Display Area, booth number 622. And for those who prefer to travel at a slightly slower pace, Sonics has announced the addition of prefabricated parts to its popular Sonics and YX kit models, making the kit aircraft faster and easier to assemble than ever before. More than 100 new parts have been added to each kit, all featuring matched hole form parts that reduce fabrication and build time while increasing build accuracy. Also to be seen this year at Oshkosh is Team RV, flying for the first time at AirVenture. Because of their home-built experimental aircraft, Team RV feels a special connection to the AirVenture crowd. This diverse group of civilian aviators appearing on Monday and Wednesday say they intend to exceed everyone's expectations. And Able Flight will pin wings on its newest pilots at a special ceremony on Tuesday, July 24th at 11:45 a.m. in the Phillips 66 Plaza at EAA's AirVenture. Family, friends, and special guests will be there to honor scholarship winners who took part in the 3rd annual Able Flight Purdue University Joint Training Project this summer. 5 of the 6 pilots who trained at Purdue will be on hand to receive their wings. When Aero News continues, Solar Impulse is back in France. Happy birthday to Pratt & Whitney's F-100. And when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We continue now with Aero News for Thursday, July 19th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The Solar Impulse aircraft landed successfully at Toulouse Airport Tuesday, but its return to Switzerland has been postponed while the crew waits for acceptable weather. As soon as weather conditions are favorable again, pilot and program innovator Bertrand Piccard will take the controls of the prototype to bring it back home. When the HVSIA's prototype lands in Switzerland, it will have completed 3,240 nautical miles since its departure for the Crossing Frontiers mission flights on May 24th of this year, using no fuel. The flight traveled across Switzerland, Spain, and then over the Mediterranean to Morocco, proving the reliability of the aircraft's technology and the efficiency of its energy consumption. Pratt & Whitney celebrates 40 years of F-100 propulsion, marking the development and delivery of its first F-100 engines to support the F-15's first flight on July 27, 1972. Today, the F-100 engine powers the F-15, F-16, and X-47B unmanned combat air system, with an expanding F-100 family of variants. 24 customers worldwide have selected the F-100 to power their F-15 and F-16 fighter jets over the past 40 years. Pratt & Whitney's F-100 engine is one of the most successful fighter engines in history. The combat-proven engine has more than 27 million engine flying hours of experience. Pratt & Whitney has built more than 7,200 F-100 engines for 23 countries around the world. And as long as we're celebrating, ForeFlight announced on its blog Wednesday that it has earned certification as an FAA Qualified Internet Communication Provider, or QICP. The certification means that Part 121 and 135 operators may now list ForeFlight as their approved QICP and as an official source for weather information. A small number of companies, most of them substantially larger in size than ForeFlight, hold the QICP designation. ForeFlight said it is, quote, thrilled to be on the list, end quote. You will hopefully recall that yesterday we told you a congressional committee would be holding a hearing to review the TSA's Alien Flight Student Program, or AFSP. The hearing was held because irregularities had been found in the program. Now, word from that hearing, according to CNSNews.com, is that TSA approved flight training for 25 illegal aliens at a Boston-area flight school that itself was run by an illegal alien. 8 of the students had entered the country illegally, while the other 17 had, shall we say, overstayed their welcome. And 6 of the group actually completed their training and received their pilot's licenses. I wonder, if you look up the word incompetent in the dictionary, is there a picture of the seal of the TSA? Well, officials have found themselves in a bit of a pickle as they try to decide if there is action to be taken against a congressman who urinated in a cup while on a flight from D.C. to Atlanta. The congressman in question, Democrat Sanford Bishop, doesn't deny the incident. As the story goes, according to ABC News, Bishop had quite a bit of coffee pre-flight, including a delay, and by the time the captain turned on the "you're free to move about the cabin" sign, well, it was too late. Bishop, seated in the middle of the plane, found long lines had formed at both the fore and aft lavatories. The congressman, described as a very gracious and courtly gentleman, calmly then asked the flight attendant for a cup, moved to an area between the cockpit and first class, and proceeded to relieve himself. Afterward, the congressman simply waited for an open lavatory and disposed of the cup and, we presume, its contents. Bishop was briefly detained and questioned, not so much because of his actions, rather because the area he selected as his private privy is supposed to be a secure area on the aircraft. The airline, Delta, has had no comment. Some sources have said there were no lines, that Bishop simply couldn't wait. In light of a statistic that crossed my desk today, I'm not surprised the congressman found long lines. The statistic? It says that the average number of people airborne over the U.S. in any 1 hour of the day is 61,000. Well, in case any of you are feeling the pangs of urgency, I'll keep today's sign-off short. I'm Glenn Moyer, and you're now cleared for, well, departure.